I know I talked about it the last couple games because the points off turnovers, you said a lot of pick sixes. This mm-hmm. is the third straight game a team scored 20 or more on you.
Right.
Is there something that needs to be done to fix that?
Well, I can walk it up the floor, but that's not what we do. So I think guys are careless with the ball. And I think that we try to do some things that we shouldn't do with the ball, and we're going to have to continue to work on it. But we can't turn the ball over like that.
It's part of that because when you have 10, you guys are running a more methodical, get the ball inside.
Jeff, I'm not – Jeff, yeah, you're right. You're on the right page, but I'm not going to make excuses. We got enough guys to play. We got enough talent to win. So there's no excuses from me. I just thought our offense execution was stagnant. It wasn't as good a pace. It wasn't as crisp as it's been. But, you know, that's only the second game that we've had, you know, those guys out. So, but we're not going to make any excuses. So that's part of it.
The first half looked pretty similar to the UNLV first half.
Exactly. The one here?
Yeah.
Yes, so exactly. I talked to him about that. I talked to him about that at halftime. What happened?
In the second half.
I thought we had a chance to go up 40-39. We missed a free throw. And then we just couldn't get over the hump. You know, they did a pretty good job making shots, but they shot over 50% from the field. And if any team does that, we're not going to beat them. And that's kind of been our problem all year. We gave them too many three-point shots. There just wasn't an urgency with our group tonight to guard.
You get from Elijah, you get the 21-6, but he didn't get to the free throw line as much.
We took a lot of jump shots as a group. In the first half, I thought we took a lot of jump shots as a group. It's kind of hard because we tried to go inside with some things, and we got some travels. We tried to make some plays in the paint, throw it in the post. Connor being in foul trouble hurt us just because he's someone that can score inside. But all in all, we just couldn't get anything going. Wasn't fluid enough like it was at UNLV on the road. Looked a little step slow, a little lethargic. And we just talked about our energy and our effort, but we didn't play very well tonight. As far as pace and getting up and down the floor, we had some runs in us, but it just didn't seem like we were there.
I know there's been talk of sort of the inconsistency from mm-hmm. the others, who that third score is going to be. Now you got two of your starters up. You get 28 points on Wednesday night from Damian Jefferson and Obajajet. They combined for 4 tonight. That kind of highlights, I would think, sort of the frustration with not knowing where the points are going to come from outside of Elijah and Tim.
Well, I think it all has to do with activity. So, you know, I've got to get my job. My job is to get those guys active and playing at a higher level, and we'll continue to work on that.
What about a Jet? 13 minutes. Why only 13 for a Jet?
Activity.
Not involving the offense, not moving where you're supposed to?
Well, I just think how hard you play, the effort you make, things you do, you know, and that's just not him. I mean, but I think that's, you know, we try to get Joe and Connor, we try to get somebody in there that was going to bring something. I thought Connor tried, but he got in foul trouble. I think Joe did some good things, but we just couldn't get anything going. We couldn't get any stops. We had a hard time getting three or four stops in a row and then getting transition going. And we're a lot better when we're in transition getting defensive stops. You can't give a team, you know, like I said, it's a credit to them. They scored, what did they end up with, 77, 78? They're averaging 69. So if you give a team, you know, 78 points that's averaging 69, you're going to have a hard time. Especially when we're trying to manufacture points in all different ways.
Down the stretch, it seemed like you were just waiting. You know, if you're the underdog, you want to try and slow the game down, run the clock, limit the possessions, and we were kind of letting them do that. We weren't getting proactive with our defense. So I guess the question is,
well, we got proactive with our defense, and it went from a 13-point game to a 6-point game with our possession. So I don't know what you mean by proactive. We pressed them; it got down to 6. With under 3 minutes to go. So, yeah, we could have done it a little bit more, but, you know, you're just trying to get stops.
Coach, considering how short your bench is, when you mm-hmm. lose a guy like McDougal to fouls, I mean, it seems like it really limits more options for you, especially down the stretch.
Well, I mean, we played 10 guys, didn't we? Nine. So, yeah, it limits because you don't know where to go. You don't know whether to play big. You don't know whether to play small. We guessed and played small at UNLV, and it worked out. Tonight we tried to go small, and it didn't work out. So, you know, that's part of it. We'll go back to the drawing board and try to get better. Thanks, everybody.